Asha, are you there?
I've just been called.
Right on, right on. I was going to do the show outside, but the birds are too loud today, so they're very excited. So I just thought I'd step in for them. Way I'd like to start today, if you don't mind, thank you, Asha, for joining me, is I'd like to do a quick poem song from Mike Garson and the incredible relationships of Duran Duran and David Bowie. They did so much work here, and I just applaud them for everything they've done. And it goes like this. On a white beach under the sun, on a wide bed, what will become? Half awake and half in a dream, about falling into something. Oh, is this how it all begins? What a quiet explosion within. Like a raindrop falling on skin. I'm falling into feeling. Falling to my senses, you will fill up the heart of me. If you know the answer, show me who I want to be. I can't say that is love enough to dedicate. So I spent a lifetime waiting for this. On a beeline to a first kiss, for a taste of your honeydew bliss, I'll be falling into feeling. Summer perfume that you wear, you're so in bloom, you're feeling the air with a whisper that I want to share, because I'm falling into something. Falling to my senses, you feel up the heart of me. If you know the answer, show me who I want to be. I can't say that it is love enough to dedicate. Falling to my senses, you fill up the heart of me. If you know the answer, show me who I wanna be. I can't say that is love enough to dedicate. Can I say that is love enough to dedicate? And this is the start of Project Review with Q. And I love singing in front of Asha as a lyric midget. It's beautiful to sing in front of you, an incredible vocalist. So thank you for allowing me to start the show this way.
Thank you. Wow, what a treat. And Spotify, take that. We don't need your music. That was fantastic. Thank you.
Well, so one way to start, anyway. Wow, you're just coming out with blades today. I like that. Just went for the jugular.
That's me.
I want to start off with a couple communications. Is that okay if I start that way?
That would be fantastic. Thank you.
Okay. The first thing. So again, Project of Youth Q is for you. And so all you subscribers, thank you so much. You're initiating your passions, and it's brilliant. As you can see by now, we are your communication for you communities, where you tell us what you want, and we're doing our best to connect and put you guys all together, and I'll show you how this is working out so far. The invitations for the healer groups and the farmers. Let me start with the farmers first. the farmers are really important for all of us. So everyone who's called in, they've all had one thing in common, and that is to get some decent nutrition. And this is a great education process for all of us. Is the way in which we transfer nutrition, energetics from our planet into our bodies, is going to be more important as we go on here, because you're all changing. And so going to your great, great organic food store is really not a nutritional value system that you're going to measure in the future. And the reason that is because you're going to be more one with your food source. And so the environment in which your food comes from is the nutrition you're going to start transferring into you. So when you give, and I know this is redundant for a lot of people, but so the farmer groups is really important, because they understand that when you put your nutrition, and you're a part of your nutrition or process, it sustains you, and the vitality you get out of a relationship with your food is going to get very, very important if it hasn't already for you. And so the complement to that is the healing groups and the collaboration groups and all of these retreat centers all have that in common, is that we have an opportunity now to standardize with a modality that is complementary to your geography. And so that's why I've taken great care, and we've all taken great care of waiting for the farmers to start their performance. And we got the last one in recently. And so now we're putting out the invitation to the farmers, so that now we can introduce the great, incredible nutritionists like Neil. And I asked all the nutritionists to start creating performers and modalities that they're excited about in your geographies. So the farmers are getting their first advancement invitation this week. And then second is the healing groups are all going to get their advancements this weekend, or invitation to explain their performers. And so you can instantly see the relationship between healing and nutrition. Again, these are all deliverables that you all asked of us, and or all of us. And that's what's so exciting to me, is we're all networking and asking ourselves what we want in the world. And I just love it. So stay tuned, all, as you're used to me saying. Couple other items. Australia. The Australia attorney, you know who you are. I have a desire to start working on the water issues of Australia. And I know that's going to be a fun one for you. But I ask your peers to get in with you. And the issues regarding water, California is right up there on my top list, is the dissolution of there's no water on a water planet is comical at this point. But we have an opportunity to go ahead and start stepping up and really holding the line there, that there's a lot of water on this planet, and let's be done with it. But the other one in Australia, I really want to look at the way people are controlled when they use transportation. So anyway, that's a shout out for the Australian attorney. I'll be in contact with you. Saskia, I'll be contacting you in the before noon your time this week. Naz, I will be contacting you before noon this week in your time. the Ballard girls working on architects for you and engineers. And the summer camp people, the resorts. I will request, there's an opportunity now we can start calling these resorts. So I don't care if it's the Hilton or whoever else in Mumbo Jumbo Land. I don't care where they are. We have an opportunity now to start calling these resort CEOs, CIOs, and start getting them to change their business models. And so all you activists, I ask that, not to be aggressive, but have you ever thought about renting out your entire resort for the purpose of kids playing in it and learning about the biology of your beautiful, pristine bay that you live on and using it? And then, by the way, why don't you grow your own food? Because we have a gardening group that does that. It's almost comical, isn't it, that we would have resorts. Why don't we live at the resort? Last one is, I know you have a couple items there too, Asha, too, is the visual presentations will be ongoing in the future here. And we have a nice collection now of recorded interviews. And so now you can see how it's so the farther we get down the road here, you're starting to see things materialize. And I love it. And it's my great goal to standardize your visions and your manifestation process. And you've all, everyone listening, you all educated me on what we need to, let's say, re-engineer our dream implementation program. And that's what I want to do with Project Review Q is remind us all how we dream and initiate all of our dreams. And we're real close now, and I feel we can standardize it for everyone, so that we can all make our dreams come true. And that's the purpose of Project Review with Q. And there's a couple other items I want to say real quick, Asha. Forgive me for being so long-winded. Paradise Island, Lithuania, received. Thank you very much. Let's say the healing groups. That invitation went out. Forgive me. I already saw you that. Let me make sure. I've got a few sandboxers. I'm going to expedite. Bear with me. Z-Boat, thank you very much. Paradise Island, I already got that one. Prairie Gardens, stay tuned. We have a nice fit for you. The other ones, excuse me. I have one more. The agricultural performer, thank you. You don't have to send your performers in. Let's see, one more. There's one more I'm looking for. No dead air, please. No dead air. No dead air. You're not supposed to. They're supposed to call me out on my stick here. It's my show. It's my show. Okay. Now there's one more. I got a kid. Textiles. Thank you very much. That one's going to be brilliant with the hemp folks. And again, I thank you for all the renewals. It's for you. So anyway, Asha, I think that's all the business side I have today. And, how do we want to begin, or did we already?
We already did begin. Wow, your energy is so amplified.
Maybe we should just sing today? Just la 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 la. I don't know what to do. Are you sure about that? Are you just filling me up? Are you just filling my cup up?
I'm asking or inviting everybody to really feel your voice today. You have really amplified again. Thank you. And thank you for sharing that with us.
Thank you. I wonder if anybody wants to chat with us. How are they going to do it today?
Well, today they may want to write in a question and then Dawn can write it to us because we had so many people waiting long distance online for the entire hour almost. This might be, we're going to try it this way. How do you feel about that?
I think that's awesome. I'm sure Dawn will be thrilled typing all day. But they're doing such a killer job. VBS Radio, I can't thank them enough. They're just a great conduit for everyone. And as much as I put down the internet, we have a tool here. We can use it positively. Yeah, did you have some projects you dug up this last week you wanted to promote or talk about?
Yes. And I also would like to thank you for creating Project Review with Q to help us all connect to our spirit and increase our life force. And you are the living example of doing that, doing what you love. And every week you're stronger, more light, more energy. So really appreciate that. And also wanted to thank Dawn, and also Kristen and Christopher have been working so hard behind the scenes, organizing these groups into collaboration meetings. And Kristen has already sent out some invites. Now, please let her know when you get the invite, even if you do not want to be a part of the collaboration, so she knows you received it. And if you haven't received one, please look in your recycling bin, because she's been sending out a lot that she hasn't received any information back from. So for sure, she has sent out the projects for the community centers. So please look for that. And also the self-realization spiritual counselor groups, a lot of people that she's put together in that group. And there are some people she's having a difficult time knowing which group to put in. So if you haven't heard anything, she's probably still getting a group together for you. And thank you for your patience. And thank you, Kristen and Christopher, for all the work you're doing. Now, did you want to say anything else about that before we move forward?
No, I think you nailed it. Those are all the items I'm sure are needed. The organizational alignment of Project Q is on you now, for sure. Thank you for doing that. That was perfect.
Okay, thank you. So to go along with what you had shared so lovely is on forthepeople.space in the recent posts and on forthespirit.space, we have two new posts that are presentations of independent projects that are so fantastic. We wanted to share them and get people excited about everything that's possible. One of them is called Perma Blitz. And it's a group around the world. I've found them in Melbourne, in London, in the United States. And they get a blitz of people in the community that are experts at permaculture and sustainable growing. And they get together and they choose someone's backyard and they plan a permaculture garden that will feed the community. And everyone gets together and plants it. And then when the next person is ready, that whole group goes to the next house. So if you don't find one of these PermaBlitz centers in your area, you can always create your own. You can reach out to, there's some links on the website. But this is the way we start to get our food that we grow or that our neighbor grows, so we know who's growing it, into our hands so that we are receiving true nutrition and life force. Would you like to say anything about that?
Yeah, and so innately you're seeing us all recognize. So these bodies are quite unique be, because of the diversity in which they can complement the spirit. You can do a lot with these bodies. And more as they evolve, and or spirit, for lack of a better term and description, the more the spirit takes over the physicality, you're going to favor foods that are higher vibrational. And I know that this definition has been worn out. You're not going to be able to eat lower frequency foods and traumatized foods. And I don't care whether it's meat or vegetables. You just don't want to eat shock. And you're transferring energy, and it's brilliantly complements our bodies. Brilliantly. You will not get sick anymore if you just live at that level, so to speak. And so brilliantly done, Asha, we're all starting to wean that way innately. You didn't need me to tell you. You're like, just something doesn't feel good about transferring shocked organic tomatoes that came from China, stuff like that. You're going to see that transferring food down the highway is not good for your food. And that's exactly what the farmers are teaching us, and that's what they want to standardize. And then, of course, Dr. Neil, he's proving it too with our lower GI. When you marry with high nutrition that is energetically is the initiation of nutrition is the energetics, not necessarily. The way it was grown, but the way you enjoyed it being grown. So it's a very big step for us, isn't it?
Very big step. And I love what you said before about singing to your food and talking to your food. So because you have a relationship with it, and it's very happy to give you its nutrition when you ask. So it becomes a life force in your body that is maybe tenfold of what it would have been, because it's happy to be there and you've asked permission.
Yeah, and that's why the animal and plant kingdom are so I'm careful to do my best with these words, but they're just far more intelligent. They know their role. They want to be of service. Trees want to create oxygen. They're considered gods in the universe. They dedicate their life to creating oxygen, being a transmitter, receiver, healer. Trees are some of the greatest tools we have for the planet's sustainability. And plants are no different. They're giving their life to give life. Pretty amazing, huh?
It's breathtakingly beautiful what they do. It's the more you get to know the trees, the more you just, your heart opens just being near them so easily.
Yeah, it's the one passion I have. You know, when I listen to all the children, when you get them in the forest, they just dance. They don't know why they dance. They just are enjoying. They just skip around all of a sudden because they're with their friends and family and definitely legacy friends and family. It's so fun to see us all getting back to normal in some respects.
Yeah, I don't believe we could go into the forest without twirling like a child.
Yeah.
And another wonderful thing about the Permablitz is you start to meet your city. You start to meet the people and find the beautiful value that you didn't know was there before. It can be really fun.
I know. I was thinking about getting a group of people to just buy Detroit and let the fauna take it over.
I love it. How about DC?
Yeah, DC. I don't know, man. That one might be a little tougher, but I know the green stuff would just take it over if we just let it grow.
Yeah, remember that story about the Amazon where they had all these bulldozers tearing it down, and the jungle fought back. And the bulldozer guys had to leave. And then within a month, they came back and the bulldozers were gone. They'd sunk into the earth. The forest just consumed them and said, "You're not coming here."
Yeah, no doubt. Anybody that lives in the West Coast has got their hands full if they got ivy on their property. You're not going to win an ivy war. You can't.
That's true. And beware of people called ivy. They're strong too.
Yeah. I was making holly wands for kids, and even the holly, you can't kill a holly tree. You had another project. I think you mentioned me. Was it a natural oil lamp, or what is it that you had there? Forgive me for, I don't remember what you told me.
It's called a water light, and there's an indigenous community called Wehu community that lives in a remote La Gajira Peninsula near the border of Colombia and Venezuela. And they have a deep ancestral connection with the sea. And when I told you this, I know you don't remember this, but you knew all about how they did this because you have all the information. But they have these lanterns. They worked with the Colombian renewable energy startup company called Edina, and they created a revolutionary lantern. You just dip it in the ocean, take the ocean water, and it converts the ions with magnesium to create energy. So would you like to share with everyone how that works?
Yeah, so there's a lot of natural technology you have right under your nose, and so using a lot of electricians will understand dielectrics and how they work. Look at your battery in your car. How the heck does that sustain store electricity? You're just using the electrodes energized with water. Forgive me, but Ray Charles can see this. Okay, so. For me, electricity, sorry, Ray, but one of the reasons Libya, Iran, Iraq, Syria, all of them got suppressed so dramatically, and many others, that's just the little tidbits there. Forgive me, the rest of you, especially Russia. You have a lot of your legacy history there. Why do you think Hitler went after all the artifacts in Egypt and other places? Because all that natural history, the technology is right underneath your nose. There are plants on this planet that will take your IQ from 120 to unmeasurable. And I'm working on that, everyone. So when I look at this technology, we're going to start asking ourselves, why do I need electricity? And you're going to end up with, I just like to stay up a little longer, and I'd like to keep my food cold. You're going to get to a point where you don't really understand why you need electronics, because the abundance of life that we're walking past will be far greater. Recognized would be my assessment. And as much as I can talk about this technology all you want, but you can use dielectrics with vinegars, sugars, salts. There's endless ways to do it. And then wait till you channel it with the electromagnetic etheric field of your planet. You have free energy. And of course, Mr. Tesla understood that and many others. Now, how do we distribute it is now my real question. How do we make sure everyone's got a resource, educate them? Well, that's what Project Review with Q is. So we're going to do that. And the people that are excited about doing it will do it. And so obviously it's not my excitement to give you technology or explain technology. I'm waiting for all these guys to show up and say, I can't wait to build these things. And that's why the farmers are so progressive, is that's obviously our desire is to get nutrition and sustain our lives and get more awareness about our consciousness and our relationship with source. And so this is all maturing naturally. And even your very words are perfect, Asha, because it doesn't really matter, does it? In the priorities, does it?
Exactly.
It's just, it's all right here. All the technology in the universe is right here, I guarantee you. Please keep going with that. So are you going to put that up on forthepeople.space?
Right now, it's up under the recent posts, under the project review with Q post today.
And okay.
It's going to, if this is an archive that you're listening to, it's going to be on forthespirit.space under inspiration. And this is called Waterlight. And there's a bunch of links up there. You can research how they do it. Maybe create your own if you're excited about it. This one little lantern of light, 2 cups of salt water, just dipping it in the ocean, is 45 days of energy, or around 500 watts for each liter of water. So that's, you know, everything we need is all around us. So what's happening, of course, is the natural technology of the earth, the electromagnetic energy, the salt, the magnesium, the ions, everything is free and it's for us. And as we all implement this, we're not going to need the big corporations that don't really have our best interest in mind.
Yeah. I wonder what we, so that's a fun one, is the distribution of our AC, right? We're heavily reliant on the alternating current, and that is going to change our life a lot, at least in the Western world, if we would move to DC. And again, I ask all the scientists and engineers, electromechanical engineers, electrical or otherwise, to help us with that and give us a project to complement this dialogue. My dear friend in Perth, the mechanical engineer, I really can't wait to work on that with you. But you know, as we all get organized here, there's so many opportunities, wouldn't you say?
It's unlimited, and I love everything you're saying, and I love that you brought up Nikola Tesla. As we know, he is directly from the creation light ship. And go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
You're so fun. So he created direct current, which is fabulous. In fact, that's what they use on boats, isn't it?
Legacy maritime vessels, because of the continuous current is preferred, so you don't get the spikes.
So it was a safer in the day of Tesla, and then the opposition to Tesla purposefully executed an animal at a fair, saying it was Tesla's technology to make people afraid of it. But in fact, it is the technology that he was developing, or he did develop, was very, very safe. Is that correct?
That's correct. I don't believe we need harmonic filters today in our homes if we had standardized with DC current, at least in America. So all the engineers that are in heavy industrial and heavy commercial construction, why do we need surge protection on all our motors and all our drives? When you go into a hospital, you wouldn't believe the dirty power in a hospital. And that's because of the transient dirty power that comes across those harmonics. So if you want to get cancer, go work in a hospital. And I'm sorry, dear ones, you're beautiful people working in these hospitals to help people, but the buildings are designed to not get you healthy. I assure you that.
I wonder what we did before hospitals.
I think we just sat on the beach and ate eucalyptus leaves. I'm pretty sure.
And loved each other.
Yeah. Are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine. Just give me some water.
And some sunshine. Let me see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was water charging at a restaurant yesterday, and these people came out and go, "What are you doing? Oh, I'm just cleaning the water, making sure it's good for me. Scott, you're weird. No, you're weird. No, I'm not weird. You're weird. No, I'm not. Okay, so I lose my own stick right there. I'm like, I'm fighting the enemy again. No, it is true. You have it right. Is we when we have environments that are absolutely aligned with us, and this has a tremendous relationship with all these people who are calling in and presenting their projects. When we have environments that nurture us, it's how you sustain life. You're happy, your collaboration, your music, your every way we communicate with authenticity, with the food, with everything you grow, everything you do, you will never get sick. I guarantee you, you'll never get sick.
I agree. And if we look at the ancient beings who simply watched nature to see if there was some damage to nature, how it healed itself. And they learned a lot about temperature and how important temperature is, and to always keep your heart very, very, very warm. And of course, the main meridian to your heart is your tongue. So you don't want to drink cold water or cold foods that harms, it shocks the heart. Cool. Very simple things like that. And even the temperature of a quality of food. In those days when and I'm not giving medical advice, but in those days, if a baby had a fever, they would give them a sip of coconut juice because coconut juice is very, very cooling and the baby's temperature would go down and it would heal. So very simple things like that. You can have it at home. So much information like that just by watching nature and the quality of foods and the temperature of your heart and the rest of your body.
And so that's why in Colombia, they're drinking hot coffee on a hot day. And then the Western world, we're enjoying our fructose corn syrup, tutti frutti, purpley Slurpees.
Exactly. And you hit it on the nose. When you're not well, it's helpful to eat warm, even when it's warm, to drink warm, even when it's hot out, because it purges the cold energy out of your system. So you got it right on. And yeah, there was a thing they were showing how much sugar is in a pumpkin cappuccino. It was 14 cups of sugar.
In what did you say, a cappuccino?
It was a pumpkin spice. I won't say the name of the company, but it was cappuccino frappe or something. 14 cups of sugar.
Wow. That's wow. I could refine that and start a business worth $2. Wow. That's incredible. Huh. Well, okay. So that's interesting. I love that. I don't know where the show's going today. This is great.
The most important is, of course, this is Project Review with Q, and it's all about your excitement. And what does your excitement do? Why don't you go over that again? What does living your highest excitement, what does it really do?
Wow. You know what? It tells you you don't know what. When you really disassociate with the models that are you inherited on survival, once you start looking at it, so I realize I'm representing the Western world. I want to remind America, you're not very big, and the rest of the world knows it. But your model for survival is very strong in the rest of the world. And the rest of the world is really excited about not living your model anymore. And that is a means of exchange is not, is only a boundary for your excitement. So when you're inspired to do something, is your new money. You cannot put money before your excitement. If I need this thing, if I get this thing, then I'll get excited is now disappearing. You just take one step forward each day for what you want to initiate into this world. And forgive me, Asha, for getting a little off track here, but this makes the only sense that I understand here is I want to do something, and then you go do it now. I just really want to go do something. All your abilities are under your nose right now. So don't limit it. You know, just really want to do it. If you're my great joy is to prove that you can do it when you're in the darkest place. I love it. I love it because I can prove to you, and I'm quite convinced I can standardize that everyone can create absolute utopia for themselves by walking the talk. Just do what you want now. Let things fall apart, possibly. I'm not endorsing that, but what if you just did exactly what you wanted? Wait till you see what shows up. The resources, the people. I'm living proof. I guarantee you, I don't meet Asha unless I lived my excitement. There's no way I find Asha if I don't do what I wanted. I wanted to go and connect with people, and I find Asha. And now we have a radio show. Is that enough words out of Chatty Cathy here?
That is so perfect. I'm so grateful for what you just shared, because you are absolutely the living example of Project Review with Q. And I'd like to point out that you and Princess Diana, something stands out about the two of you more than anybody I know. You both constantly give. How can I help you? What can I do for you? How can I give? Can I give this to you? Like that story you told when you had $500 left in your pocket, and not another penny anywhere, and you gave it away. That's such an example of how you both live, and everything you need comes to you. I don't believe there's a moment that goes by that you're not giving or figuring out how to give to somebody. Would you like to share anything about that?
You just always set me up, aren't you? Just always set me up. you know me so well. It's absolutely scary to give yourself up to someone and everyone. And I don't know that I would have it any other way. And it's just to expose myself and expose everything I've done in my life in this body. It seems to be... It's uncontrollable for me to, so if we're going to isolate the way I conduct myself, is I just can't stop myself. It's like, I'm like a magnet to steel. When somebody needs something, I just listen. How do I get it to them? How do I do it? I don't really know. I speak for the mermaid too, is we don't know how to stop ourselves. We're just running water down a cliff. We're like, we got to go. What I'm working on very hard is everyone has that in them. Now, what they may not do it like I do it. They may not do it like the mermaid does it. May not do it like you do it, Asha. You have other things you could do today. You project yourself tremendously in what excites you. And so, my great passion now is to standardize that so we can all understand it. And that's why I'm doing these shows, is what is the metrics for that success? What can, because we're so heavy brained here compared to the other realizations we've had throughout the universe. What is a way we can standardize that if I do this, I'm going to get this? And then of course you're back in the brain. So this innate feeling you have through the center of you is you, is all I can answer that question to, Asha. And when we when we participate with you, we just listen. Sure, we defer some people that are maybe not understanding and aware, because there's other opportunities for us to help others. Again, I'm still working on explaining it. We can't help ourselves is where I'm at so far. Is that a good enough answer?
Excellent. Magnificent as usual. And again, even if someone isn't speaking to Q, he's everywhere. He can, he will sense what's going on. Your wishes are granted. And even 2 weeks ago, the team here, we were under quite a bit of attack. So I just mentioned, you know, maybe we could do a head to heart drop before the show. So can I tell them what you did?
Go ahead.
So please. He sends a ship from the Creation Light ship over my house. So all night long was the first sleep I've ever had that was uninterrupted. So of course, all of my spirit was able to rejoin me. So I had way more energy for the show, which protects us a lot when we know what we're doing with our light. But thank you again for that. You know, just, I didn't even ask really, but you just wanted to give me the best you possibly could. So thank you for that.
You're welcome. And now, that's a project in itself is, so many people say, well, why don't you do that all over the planet? And why don't you do it for me? Participation is really where that question comes into play, is who am I to control the expression of all of you? I just want to compliment and participate. And these abilities and these tools are here for you. All of them are here for you. You're equally as powerful as me, and I do not want to fantasize this story. It's just I know how to do it and use it in a positive way with great care is taken with Asha's story, and I'm ready to help all of you, and I can do it. It's just where I will participate is where it will be implemented, is one way to look at it granularly. But you all have these abilities, I assure you. Is that what you were pulling out of me today?
Thank you. I'm very fulfilled with your answers. Thank you. And it does remind me of a story, which is an example. Would you like to hear that?
Please.
Okay. So there was, this is a very old story from, so many people may have heard of it, but it was a company in the Midwest that was going under, and they had 3 months left. So they told everyone working in the company, we're closing, you're not going to have a job in 3 months. And people were really, really upset because the whole economy at that time was going down, and they were scared. So they were becoming depressed and not well, et cetera. And there was one employee in the company who was having probably a harder time than most. And her mother was sick, and her mother just moved in with her. So she had extra costs and everything, but she was incredibly inspired to help people. This one employee, let's call her Diane. I believe that was her name. And she decided to create a way to help people make resumes and cover letters. So she created a newsletter, and she sent it out in an email blast to everyone. Here's how you create a resume. And if you need help, I'll stay after work and I'll help you. And a lot of people took her up on it. And she also would post jobs she found. Here's a job for here. And, you know, maybe you would be good for this. And so she ended up getting a bunch of people these jobs. Meanwhile, she's not looking for anything for herself because she's so excited about helping everyone else. It makes her so happy to place people. And she's coming home exhausted, taking care of her mom, going to sleep, getting up the next day, looking in the paper for everybody. So after 3 months, about half of the people, I believe, had a job because of Diane. And then the whole company closed, and the people that had the company that closed approached her, and they said, you know, we're starting a new company and we would like you to head it. And we're going to give you twice the wage that you had at our old company. So that's what happened. So she wasn't thinking about herself. She was just so excited about helping everybody else. And she did help most of the people that really, or probably everyone, because she also would send out an inspirational quote every day in this news blast to make people happy. So there's a person who's not looking at how am I going to pay the rent? How am I going to take care of my mom? She's just excited about helping people, and it worked out really well for her.
Yeah, and those stories should be getting really common. And so many of these people will never listen to this story, this show, as an example. They're doing it. And all of you will be in that same boat. And so I consider this show and or these radio shows, all of them, will be a networking process. So we can use these communications as just a network. Hey, do you guys have some grapes? Because I have vinegar and I want to make wine. And I mean, we have just a tremendous opportunity here to grow our desires of continuity to get out of these systems we've inherited, that we can now mold them however we want. We just have to keep collaborating. So there's no bad collaboration as long as we keep collaborating. Wouldn't you say?
Collaborating and also qualifying our own projects and giving ourselves permission. Yes, I'm going to launch my website today. Yes, I'm going to add light to my project today. You know, whatever it is you're going to do, you've got permission from Q. If it's your, you know, it's, you don't need permission, but if you're asking for it, of course, if it makes you happy, he will support you in that.
Right. So when we look at some of the chats, you know, we look at Catherine Oscar from Ohio, and she gave me permission if she gave me her name. Of course, light would be a good addition to her off-grid project. And I'll make sure it happens. thank you for the request. No, I haven't found the queen yet that's outside of Brisbane. She's somewhere in there. And we don't owe it. Just because you email us doesn't mean we're actually getting them. We're working really hard. It pains me to say that to you. Not all, just keep grinding on us and get to us. And I assure you our communications will get better. I have not found the Queen's assistant yet, and she's a great resource for us. And I need her in the mix. I have got the Hawaii projects. Thank you, Tataya. Color charts are great, Sherry. Yeah, you have to use them. we're almost done here, aren't we, Asha?
Yes, we are. Would you like to...
You're going to make me do it, aren't you? You're going to make me do something, aren't you? You're going to dance. So, hey, Asha, you think we're ever going to be big? You think we're ever going to be, like, really famous and big? And I always wanted to be really big.
Well, I believe you're bigger than this universe, aren't you?
Okay, so I can't wait to really make it, you know?
You're funny.
I just can't wait to make it. Well, until then... Well, maybe we'll end like this. Maybe I have something. I walk around in circles. I'm up all night, wondering if anything in my life will turn out all right. Waited here for reasons that used to be clear. What I thought I needed so bad was always here. Is that a good way to finish?
Oh, wow. Where did you pull that from? That is so perfect. Excellent.
I love you so much, and I love everyone listening to us today, and I just commend you for staying with us. We are all getting through this, I assure you. And just keep working here. I assure you this is happening. You're definitely in the ascension cycle, and it's all right under your nose. I love you. I love you all. Beautiful day to you, Asha. Please send us off.
Thank you, Q, for everything. And thank you, Dawn, Kristen and Christopher, and Princess Diana. We know you do a lot behind the scenes as well. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you for your questions. We love you, and blessings. Bye-bye.